Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Bedil. Maseches Zvachim is dedicated to Le'ilu Nishmas, Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Zvachim Daf Chof Aleph. The Gemara is discussing the end of the Amud Chof Amud Beis, Chof Aleph Amud Aleph, the Shaila, which is the Gemara Kles, the Shaila, where the Tumma Ma'u Shetoyil, the Kiddush Yodayim Ve'aglayim. We're discussing Psulim of the Kiddush Yodayim Ve'aglayim, Lina, Yoitze. And now the Gemara is discussing whether tumah is a problem legabe kiddush yodayim ve'aglayim. In the ikar shaila of the Gemara says at the end of Chof Amud Beis, im temtzelim ayitzia loy poslo the gavre chazi, aval hocha the gavre loy chazi asuchem masich daite, maybe there's hez chadas, oy dilma kim the hoda chazi dokle veloy masich daite. Rashi at the end of the Amud the masich loy dilma explains that over here, since he's going to be coming back inside into the work weiter after his tumah, like the Gemara explains soon, that is samach nishkeis achamo, memele he's dokle, he's medaktik in his kiddush, v'nizhar min liga yodov bedvar tinuf. He's careful not to touch anything dirty. V'lo yamasich daite, he's not being masiach das. You see in Rashi, the hesach hadas which is discussed over here is the hesach hadas of shmiras yodov, that his hands should stay clean and he shouldn't become dirty. Now, Be'emes, the Svasemes asks, that L'choyu the Pashtus, the Kiddush Yodayim Ve'aglayim in our Sugya, is a Maise Kiddush, which is a Deraisa Digedin, no Shaiches to Lichluch and Nikius. It's not because of the cleanliness on his hands, there's that Alocha that he has to do a Maise Kiddush Yodayim Ve'aglayim. Memele L'choyu, normally, one should understand that the Hesach Hadas should be a Hesach Hadas from Avodah, not a Hesach Hadas from making sure his hands should stay clean. Because Kipshutoi, his hands, even if they become dirty afterwards from Tinuf and from a Dovah Lichluch, this should not be any problem in the Kiddush Yodayim Ve'aglayim. And Rashi, you see that the Heschadas is a Heschadas of a Shmira Mitinuf, a Mechudish Digedin, that if his hands will become dirty, there'll be some problem in the Kiddush Yodayim Ve'aglayim. Now, the Emes Rashi, the Makori to this, is from the Gemara says before, that Kol HaMatil Mayim, Tzorich LeKaddish Yodav Ve'aglov, he has to be Mekadosh again, his Yadayim, if he's Matal Mayim, and explains Rashi before, for the Gemara Yuma Lamed Omed Aleph, that the reason is because Mitzvah Leshafshif, and it's going to be Nitzoytzes by the Atolas Mayim, and since he's going to be touching these Nitzoytzes, his hands become Tomei, his hands become dirty, and Mamele has to go and be Mekadosh his hands again, Kiddush Yadayim, before he comes into the Bisa Mikdosh. So here you see also that even though the Maise Kiddush is a Maise Kiddush on your hands, Afal Pikein, if there's any dirt, and he's going to touch some Me'aglaim Nitzitzes, is also going to be a problem to the Kiddush Yodayim Ve'aglaim. But then it's this itself we have to understand. Why should touching a Dovot Tinuf should go and be a problem to the Kiddush Yodayim Ve'aglaim, which is L'chir Yodin in the Maise Kiddush La'avrido, a Maise Kiddush of Yodayim? Why should this be a problem of washing your hands if your hands get dirty for Nitzitzes, for Vodvatinuf? The Stipler, the end of Simen Tesvov, he asks, that is a Chiddush this Rashi, and Be'emes the Gemara, Batolas Mayim, that there's a problem of touching some dirt, and this is Mechayiv, a new Maise Kiddush Yodayim. It's not enough just to wash your hands, like any time your hands become dirty, you have to do a new Maise Kiddush Yodayim Ve'aglayim. L'chir is a Chiddush in the Havona of the Din Kiddush Yodayim Ve'aglayim. Explains the Biskerov, over here in the Stenzlach, that Be'emes, it's Mavu over here in Rashi, of where you say this Digadin in Kiddush Yodayim Ve'aglayim. And says the Biskerov, we can be Makdim and understand this Halacha which Rashi is saying from the Gemara, with Hakdoma, which we see by the Dine Netilas Yodayim. There's Halacha, the Rambam says in Hilchos Ovis HaTumas, Perek Ches, Halacha Ches, Shloima HaMelech and Beis Dinoi, they were Goizer on the Yodayim Shem Shniois, the Din of Netilas Yodayim, which we find for Kochim, for Truma, and for Chulin. This is a Gzeir of Shloima HaMelech, which was Masaken, a Din of Netilas Yodayim LeKochim. Says the Rambam, Shloima HaMelech LeChatchila was only Goizer for Kodesh. Later on, he is Geizer also, he made a new Gezerah also for Truma, that by Truma also, you have to wash your hands before you eat Truma. The Ravid says that Be'emes later on there was another Gezerah, even for Chulin also, every time a person wants to eat a Suda of Pas, he has to go and wash his hands. This is also an extra Takona after Shlema HaMelech, that is a Din of Netilas Yadayim, even for Chulin. The Kesef Mishnah explains that the Rambam in Hilchos Avos HaTumas does not bring down at all the Din of Netilas Yadayim, L'Chulin, Since the Rambam over here is not discussing the Dinei Netila, the Rambam brings this down in Hilchus Brochus in Perik Vav. Over here, the Rambam is discussing the Hilchus Tumas Yodayim, and therefore the Rambam only discusses the Din of Kodshim and Truma. But Al-Koponim, there's a halacha of Netilas Yodayim for Kodshim and for Truma, and also for Chulin. Says the Biskirov, if we look at the Lashenus of the Rambam, in Hilchus Ovis HaTumas, where he's discussing the Din Netilas Yodayim for Kodshim and Truma, and the Din Netilas Yadayim L'chulin, which he brings down in Hilchus Brochus, Peikvov, Halacha Aleph, we'll see that there's a big difference between the two halachas of Netilas Yadayim. In Hilchus Ovis HaTumas, Rambam says, there's a Din Maisa Netilas Yadayim L'kotshim and Truma, since the Chazal were geizer, that his hands are shniois, we have to do a Maisa Netila to be Metaya Yadayim. And the Rambam doesn't mention any word about lichluch, about dirt, and about any dover tinuf. It's a meiser netila for tumah, and he's got a din tumah of shniris until he washes his hands. The Rambam, in Hilchus Brochus, when he's discussing the din of netilas yadayim lechulin, says the Rambam over there, that even though he's only eating pas chulin, and even though the person sees his hands, and ein yodov meluchlochois, he doesn't see any dirt on his hands, afal pikein, he has to go and wash his hands, because we're going to truma, so too we're going to buy netilas yadayim of chulin also, he has to wash his hands. Asks the Biskirov, why does the Rambam over here bring down the loshen afal pi she'ein yodov meluchlochos, even though his hands are not dirty, afal pikein, he still has to go and wash his hands. L'chayra, the din netilas yadayim, which we're discussing, which is otu truma and kochim, is no shaykhes to the din of tinuf and dirt. The reason why he has to wash his hands is al tumah v'tayra, nothing got to do with being clean and cleanliness, with hilchus nekius l'netilas yadayim, which we find by tefillah. This is the din of netilas yadayim l'nekius. Why over here does the Rambam bring down l'chulin, which is l'chayra, gzeira, otu truma, like Gemara says l'chulin, tafku vav amed aleph, L'chayr, there's no sheiches to the din of Netilas Yadayim of Yodov Meluchlochis. Tosfos over there in Chulin discusses, maybe there is a din Nikius, but the din Netilas Yadayim of Truma, of Chulin, the din Netilas Yadayim Lisuda. But the Rashba over there says clearly that there's no din Nikius, which is also Shver Ubazei on the Rambam, if the Rambam will hold that there's no dine Netilas Yadayim of Nikius, by Chulin, why does Rambam say a loshen or afal pi she'in yodov meluchlochis, which is mashma, that there is an idea of keeping your hands clean, lisuda? Explains the Biskirov that the Rambam holds that even though we said from the Gemara Chulin that the Yesoida Takona, the reason why Chazal were mesaken the din netilas yadayim lisuda, was for the idea of otu truma, for the meiser of tuma and taira, because we're going to otu truma, afal became the geder of the mechayev of the netila is different by chulin and by truma. By truma, as we said, there's only a maisa netila to go and take off the tumah of the yadayim. No shaykhas to nekius, no shaykhas to cleanliness. Mashayge ba netilas yadayim nisuda, even though the sibas atakona, the reason why Chazal were mesaken was otu truma, afa pikein, what they were mesaken was a different geder. They were mesaken, there's a geder of chalois on the hands, that the hands should be netulois lisuda. They should be a chalois netulois on the hands the whole time a person is eating. He should make sure that his hands have a chalois of this netila, and they should be netulois lisuda. It's not just a maisa netila to take off the tumah on the hands. And mamela, even though the idea of the netila is not because of any lichluch or any nikius, but later on, if during the suda there will be any lichluch or any tinuf, any dirt, this can chepa, this can go and be mafkia, the chalois of netulois lisuda, and mamela is going to be mechayvim to wash his hands again. Since the Rambam holds that even though the siba is not because of nikius, but the geder of what they were mesakin is that his hands should have a chalois of netulois lisuda, and this is what the Rambam explains, that even though his hands are now clean, afal pikein Chazal said you have to do a new mais in the tila to make sure there's a chalois on the hands, that the hands should stay a chalois netulois the whole time lisuda, and there is things which can go and be mafkia, this chalois netulois lisuda, which is any time when your hands will get dirty during the suda, this will be a problem in the chalois netulois, which Chazal mechayev more by chulin than by truma and kodshim. So too explains the Biskirov after understanding that the Rambam holds that netilas yadayim lisuda, there's a chalois netulois which is on the hands. So too says the Biskirov, by Kiddush Yodayim Ve'aglaim also, this is also the Gede of Kiddush Yodayim Ve'aglaim. Even though the Kiddush Yodayim Ve'aglaim is a deraisa de galocha of a maise Kiddush, which you have to do, Kiddush Yod Ve'aglov, Begishtom Eloil Moed, but still, the Gede of the Chalois Kiddush is not just a maise Kiddush Ba'alma, he has to do a maise Kiddush at the beginning of his Avodah, but he has to be Meichel a Chalois Kiddush Yodayim La'Avodah, the whole time his hands have to have this Chalois on his hands, that the Mekudeshois and the Nuntulois La'Avodah. And Memela, if afterwards there's going to be any Tinuf, any dirt, or any other problem of Nitzitzis, like we said, from Atolas Mayim, this is a problem in the Chalois Kiddush of the Avodah, which has to rest always on his hands during his Avodah in the Beis HaMikdosh. And Mamele, even though the Chalois, the Sibah and the Maise Kiddush Yodayim Ve'aglaim is only a Maise Kiddush which is done at the beginning of the day, Afal Pikein, this Chalois has to stay on his hands the whole time, and any time there's a Tinuf, or like Rashi explains by us, even a Hesach Hadas Letinuf is also enough to go and say that he has to do a new Maise Kiddush, which we find by Atolas Mayim, Tzorich LeKaddish, Yodov Reaglov Shenis. This is a Havona, the Biskirov explains, over here, taken out from the Sugya, that there is a din of a Chalois Kiddush Yodayim Reaglaim, has to stay on his hands the whole time, and the Biskirov is Medama, says that this is similar to what we find in the Rambam, Manitilas Yodayim Nisuda, there has to be a Chalois Nutulois Lisuda. Moving further on in the Gemara brings a riot to the Shaila, whether the din of Tumah Mal Shetoyel, says the Gemara Toshema, Kiddush Yod Ve'aglov Nitmu Matbilon Ve'ein Tzorich LeKaddish. And says the Gemara, Nitmu Yodov Limi Boilon, we're not discussing a case where only the Yadayim become Tomei. Kimi Boilon Nitmu Kol Gufoi, the Gemara's Shaila is only in the case of Kol Gufoi, and in the case of Samuch Leherev Shemesh, he Samuch Lishkiyas HaChamo, he became Tomei. In this din of the Gemara says there's a case of Nitmu Yodov, only his hands became Tomei. The Gemara, so too, the Gemara, and earlier in the Omid said also, there's a musik of Nitmu Yodov, his hands alone becomes Tomei, and the Rashi explains before, that this is like the Gemara in the Gemara Pesachim Kuvchof on the base, that Pigul and Noisar Metami Yodayim, there's an idea, there's a musik over here of Tumas Yodayim, that only the Yodayim became Tomei, and the Gemara says by us, this is not a discussion, we're only discussing a case of Tumas Kol Gufoi. But asks the Michas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Kuvav is Daled, that Lechuyah, how is it shaykh in our sugya to have a case of Tumas Yodayim? We're talking about a Kohen in the Beis HaMikdosh, and the Gemara says, Mefurish in Pesachim, that if you test them at Aleph, ain't Tumas Yodayim beMikdosh. There's no such din of Tumas Yodayim, since it's only a Tumah mid Rabbonon. This Tumah does not apply in the Beis HaMikdosh. The Rambam Paskes like this in Ovis HaTumas, Perik Ches Halacha Vov. So how do we have a case of a Kohen who becomes Tomei, his Yodayim, in the Beis HaMikdosh? The halacha is, Ein Tumas Yodayim beMikdosh. So says the Minchas Chinuch, L'chir, the case is going to have to be, where the Kohen, he stuck his hands out of the Beis HaMikdosh, and he touched over there a Dovo, which is Metamei's Yodayim, like Pigel and Noiso. But says the Minchas Chinuch, L'chir, this is the case of Yotzu Yodov, which is the end of the Breisa. The Breisa says, Yotzu Yodov, Harehein B'Kedushasam. And Lechira, already at the Reisha, in the beginning of the Breisa, where the Breisa says Nitmu Yodov, has to be talking about a case of a Yotze. Since Lechira, this case, is a case of Yotze, in the case where the hands are still in the Beis HaMikdosh, in Tumas Yodayim, B'Mikdosh. And he blazed Batzor Chiyun, what is the case of the Gemara over here, to have a Nitmu Yodov, B'Mikdosh? Says the Stipler, in Kiles Yaakov Simen Tezayin, a Yisoyi Din Hilchus Tumas Yodayim, B'Mikdosh, that you see in the Minchas Chinuch he took on, that this halacha of Tumas Yodayim depends where the hands became Tomei. If they touched a Dovah Tomei in a Beis HaMikdosh, then there's no Tumah, and even if outside will touch now something else, his hands never became Tomei. Mashaykid, if he touches something outside, then his hands become Tomei, and even when he comes back inside, and he's going to now touch Kochim, he's going to be Metame the Kochim, since his hands became Tomei outside. This says the Stipler, that if you look in the Lashon of the Rambam, in Ovis HaTumas, Peiches HaLocha Vav, Yishud Mashma, in the Lashon of the Rambam, that Bemis is not HaLocha in the Zman of the Chalois Tumah, depending if his hands are inside the Beis HaMikdosh, or his hands are outside. But it's HaLocha that the hands, even if they're Tomei, because they became Tomei outside, but they're not Metamei anything in the Beis HaMikdosh. His hands, even in the case where they're Tomei, are not Metamei. And even in a case where his hands will touch something in a Beis HaMikdosh, a pigel and a noisa, his hands, behemoth, do become Tomei, a chalois tumah on Yodayim. And outside, if he touches now something else, he's going to be metame mid rabbanon, that other thing he touches. The halach of in tumas yodayim b'mikdosh means he cannot be metame something else inside the Beis HaMikdosh. But his hands itself still become tame. And this is usmash by the Rambam, so too the Chazanish in Yodayim, Simen Zayin, Sivkotin, Yud Gimel, also says that the Rambam shita is like this. The Stipel explains that the din of tumas yodayim does not mean a chalois tuma on the yodayim. It means that his yodayim cannot be metame something else inside the Beis HaMikdosh. Memela says the Stipler that since we say that according to the Rambam, tumas yodayim means that his hands, even though they're tame, but cannot be metame something else, maybe this halacha is only in Hilchas Tuma, it's not enough to be metame something else in tumas yodayim b'mikdosh. But since his hands have a chalus tuma on them, even if they became tame in the Beis HaMikdosh, and it's nafgemina that if he goes outside, he's going to be metame something else, maybe this is also enough to be mechayiv, a tvila, in order that he should go mimamshich to do the avodah, since be'emes there is a chalois tuma being chal on his hands. And enechanami, his hands don't have a koyach to be metame something else, but still he has to go and be toivel his hands in order to go mimamshich la'avodah. This is how the stipel explains to answer the mechaschinus kasha. Another chidush, the oilas shloime, he says, to answer the mechaschinus kasha, that the Rashi says, the case of tumas yodayim, is a case of pigul v'noiso. This is a tumah midrabbanon, which is only metame the yodayim. Be'emes we find in Mishnayis and yodayim other cases of tumah yodayim midrabbanon. Rashi takes the case of pigul and anoiso, says that ilas shloime a chidush that even though the Gemara says in Psochim that ain't tumah yodayim b'mikdosh, one can say this is only other tumah yodayim which is mentioned in the Mishnayis in yodayim. But the din tumah yodayim which Chazal were misakin on pigul and anoiso, which they belong in the Beis HaMikdosh, and the reason is for the Atzli Koyanim, for other reasons mentioned in the Mishnayis, these Pigal and Noisa, which are Kodshim Digger Tumas, even though the only Tumas Midar Bonon, they are Be'emes Yeh, Metame the Yodayim in the Beis HaMikdosh, since sometimes we only have cases of Pigal and Noisa in the Beis HaMikdosh, because if they're Kodshim Kodshim, we don't take them outside at all, they're going to become possible be Yotze. And the Mela, the cases of Pigal and Noisa are normally inside the Beis HaMikdosh, and these Tumas Yodayim, even in the Beis HaMikdosh, are also Chal, and there's no Klal of Ein Tumas Yodayim B'Mikdosh on the Din of Pigul V'Noiso. A big Chiddush in its Din of Tumas Yodayim, that Pigul V'Noiso is different than any other Tumas Yodayim Midor Abonon. The Pashtus of the Rambam over there in Pias Mi'in of HaTumas, which we mentioned in Peik Chet Halach Vav, is Mashma is referring to all Tumas, not just to other Tumas, but also to Pigul V'Noiso also. But the Oilas Shloime says a Chiddush in Rashi that maybe Pigul HaNoiso is different, and that's why Rashi chapped on, Rashi says the case of Pigul HaNoiso, since these two Tumas are even in the Beis HaMikdosh also, and with this is answered the Michaschinus Kashe. Gemara later on, Yichof Aleph Amad Aleph, the Gemara says, Yochi Lomeli de Mekadesh, why you be Mekadesh Yodayim by Poro? If anyway, it's not like other Avoidas, which is not kosher to go outside afterwards. Answers the Gemara, Ken Avoido Beinon. The idea is Ken Avoido, that's why we do a Kiddush in the Poro. The Mikdash Dovid, at the end of Simen Lamed Ches, he's Marich in the Iked Din of Kiddush in Poro, which we find in our Sugya, a Machlikus Ebchir by Ebi Yosef and Ebi Yechanan, whether the Kiddush was done inside or the Kiddush was done outside. Says the Mikdash Dovid, the Mishnah says in Poro, Peyeg Dalet Mishnah Aleph, there's a machloikas chachomim and eblezer if a shaloi rechutz yodayim reaglayim is possible for kiddush or not. The Tanakama says that there's a psul of shaloi rechutz yodayim reaglayim even by poro also. And eblezer holds there's no din kiddush yodayim reaglayim by poro. Says the Mikdash Tovid that the Batunur explains, and so too the Elirabe over there brings down from the Tesefta, that the eblezer holds the reason why there's no kiddush yodayim reaglayim by poro is because the whole parsha of Kiddush Yodayim Ve'aglayim, it says in the pasuk, Bevoyam el oyel moye yidur chotzu, oy begishtom el amizbeach l'shoris, mashayke in a poro which is done outside, kol ma'aseo bachutz, there's no din of Kiddush Yodayim Ve'aglayim. But Tanakama holds that there is a din of Kiddush Yodayim Ve'aglayim, and the Batunur over there says reason, because chatos kari rachmona, it has a halacha like other kochim, and it has to be done a din of chatos kari rachmona. Says the Mikdash Dovid, al-chir is mashma, our sugi is going like Shitas Rabbonon. It's mashma in the lashon of the Mishnah that says Shelo Yichutz Yodayim Ve'aglayim is psulo. It's mashma that according to the Rabbonon, it's not just a Rabbonon diga aloche that mid Rabbonon you have to do a Kiddush Yodayim Ve'aglayim. It's mashma that it's a din d'oraisa There's a halacha that the poros mechayiv min atoyer a din of kiddush yodayim ve'aglayim, even though it's called ma'aseh bachutz, and that's why if you shelo yirchutz yodayim ve'aglayim pesulo, he's bemes posul, and it's not just a din mid'rabbanon. But says the Mikdash David that it could be this extra halacha which Abchir Reb Yosef says that the kiddush has to be done with the klishois bifnim, and even though when it goes out it could become posul b'yoytze, like the Gemara's got shetzad before. Oh, because Tuma, he's been metame him. Afal Pikein, this din could be, says Mikdash David, this halacha is only halacha midor abonon. Since the Gemara says by us, the idea of this kiddush is only ke'en avido be'inon, mamila, this extra halacha v'ibchi by Yosef, it could be his only din midor abonon, even though the ikke kiddush, says Mikdash David, is nearer, it seems that this ikke kiddush is be'emes hadin min atayra, even though Reb Elezer is machshi, but according to the abonon, the din kiddush b'aporo is min atayra. So Mechudish Tiga Kiddush, according to Reb Yochanan, and the way the Mikdash David explains, even Reb Chiya ben Yosef agrees that min HaTorah it's kosher bachutz, and even in the Klichoil, and even in the Mekidosh al Cheres, it's a Kiddush that you can have such kind of Kiddush, even in a case of a Paro, bachutz min HaTorah. The Karenir also over here by us says also it's near that this din is a din min HaTorah, and the Homachlikus is if you need Ka'en Pneim or not, but the Ike Kiddush is a din min HaTorah, and so too the Dvar Avraham is marich like this in Chilek Aleph Simen Zayin and Naf Beis Dvar Maschil Omnom, that the din of Kiddush by Poro is min HaTorah. But the Chazanish in Poro Simen Ches Sivkot in Yud, he says that Smashma and the Gemara, since the Gemara says by us only Ke'en Avoido Be'inon, the whole din Kiddush is by Emes only Midor Abonon. And so too the Chassidei David already find on the Tosefta in Poro Peyogim Al Alochetes, he's mitzaded like this tzad, that the din kiddush yodayim ve'aglayim by poro is b'emes only a din midor abonon. So we have a machlekes achrinim, and you say this to Geshayla, if the din in kiddush yodayim ve'aglayim by poro is a deraisa, or it's only a derabonon. And our kaponim, even if it's a deraisa, it's mistabed that the din of pnim by poro is only midor abonon. Now there is an extra yisofa in Ebi'ichanon says, in the lotion of the b'aisa, he says, afilu b'chutz, v'afilu b'klichoil, and Ebirchen Adzon, va'afilu b'mekido shel cheres. You're allowed to isu b'mekadish yodayim by poro with a mekido shel cheres. The Biskirov, here in Stenzlach, he asks, what is the hoisofas chidush? What is the tosefes? What is the extra chidush over here by saying that he's allowed to wash his hands by the poro from a mekido shel cheres, even from a kli cheres? L'chirah, if Ebirchen said you're allowed to use a kli choil, then why shouldn't you not be able to use a mekido shel cheres? What is the extra chidush? Says the Biskirov, if someone would say that the Mekido Shel Cheres maybe is a kli which hasn't got a Torah as kli at all. It's only a bit of earthenware, but it's not, hasn't got a Torah as kli. And Afa Pikein, this is the chidush of Rabbi Yochanan, that for Parah, one can use even a Mekido Shel Cheres which does not have a Torah as kli, l'chol ha-Torah kulo. Says the Biskirov that l'chiris is not the halacha. He brings down a Yesoid from Reb Chaim, his father Reb Chaim. That Reb Chaim says that in the Tosefta in Yodayim, Perek Aleph, Halacha Daled, it says over there, that one of the halachas of things in the Torah which need a kli is Kiddush Yodayim Ve'aglayim. Kiddush Yodayim Ve'aglayim is mentioned in a list in the Tosefta which are part of the halachas which are need a kli. So says Reb Chaim that the Kiddush Yodayim Ve'aglayim is mavur that besides the fact that it needs a kli shoris and it needs pnim, but there's also another halacha that Kiddush Yodayim Ve'aglayim needs to have a kli. And the Nafkamina is in Poro. That even in Poro, where the Kiddush is outside, according to Rabbi Yochanan, and it doesn't need a kli shoris, afal pikein, a kli still need to have. Because in Kiddush Yodayim Ve'aglayim, besides the kli shoris, we also need a kli, and therefore by Poro, we would need a kli. Mamela says the Biskirov, Mekidosh al Cheres Bal Kochoch does have a Toyas Kli, and Mamela, what is the extra Chiddush over here to say that I can use a Mekidosh al Cheres? But Be'emes, if you look at the Toyas Yom Tov, in Poriopi, Dalad Mishnah Aleph, he asks, why is Be'emes kosher to use a Kli Cheres? The Mishnah says in Poriopi, Gimel Mishnah Beis, that all the Maisa Poriopi is always being used, only Kli Avonim, Kli Glolim, which are Kalim, which are not Mekabel Tumah. But we will not use the Chazal HaMasakin, we shouldn't use any Kalim, which are Mekabel Tumah, and he asks, why are you allowed to use a Kli HaMekabel Tumah, which is this Mekidosh Al Cheres? And the Mefarshim on the Mishnayis explain, the Rishash and the Chidushim Ma'arich, they explain that on the last day, which is already the eighth day, there is no din that you have to use a Kli Even or a Kli Golol. Mamela, there is a big Chidush over here to say that you could use a Mekidosh Al Cheres even though the Kli is Mekabel Tumah. But Al Kaponim, we learned to Yisoid, in this din on Mekidosh Al Cheres, says the Biskerov for Reb Chaim, that in Kiddush Yodayim Ve'aglaim, there's a halacha that you need to have a Kli, besides the din klishoris, which normally you need to have, there is a halacha of a Kli, and Mamela by Poro will have to have a Kli, and the Mekidosh Al Cheres has to be a Kli. This is Mavur in our sugya about Kiddush by Poro, and we said there's Machlokes, if Kiddush by Poro is Bichlal Minat Torah, but Al Kaponim the din Pnim is Pashtas only Midrabanon, and the din Kli Al Kaponim is a din Minat Torah that you need to have a Kiddush Adayim Ve'aglayim of a Kli besides a Kli Shoris. Moving further on the Gemara asks Iboy Luhu, asks the Shaila, Ma'u LeKaddish Yodov Ve'aglov B'kir? Can one be toivel his hands inside the kiyur itself by putting yodov ve'aglov inside the kiyur? Mimenu amar achmona veloy betoichoy, oydilma afilu betoichoy. And the Gemara later on begs Raya's and the chiyur to boya de lo ifshita whether you can be mekadish yodov ve'aglov in the kiyur. The Netziv in the Sefer of Yemirim Esode, he asks interesting question. The chiyur, why is the chetimtza over here that he should be able to be mekadish yodov ve'aglov inside the kiyur? The Gemara says before on New Testament base that the Kiddush Yodayim has aloha of Sheirus, and by Sheirus has aloha of Lamuid L'Shoris. You have to stand up while you do a Sheirus of the Avrido, and the Meila, you cannot be Mekadosh sitting down. Meila says in the Tziv, L'Chayir, this aloha is not just a din, you have to stand, you also have to stand on a Ritzpah. Like the Gemara says later on in the Chav Dalet, there's aloha of Amido al Ritzpah during any Avrido. You have to stand on the Ritzpah on the Azor. Memele, in this case, where he's standing inside the klishoris, inside the kiyur, l'chayra, why is it not missing the halacha and the tnai, le'ikuva, of amido al ritzpa? The Menachas Chinuch also, mitzvah kuvav, says there's a halacha of lamoid also on the ritzpa. Says in the tzivei bazei, l'chayra, how can he have a chetimtza to be toivel to go and put his hands and his feet inside the kiyur? L'chayra, even if he's standing, but he's not standing al ritzpo, and the din of lamid l'shoris, l'chayra is mechayiv, and amido al ritzpo also. Says in the Tziv that b'emes loshlan gemara by us, is ma'u l'kadesh yodov b'kiyur. Later on was added into the gemara, which is apirashi, Rashi's bevuazi, they were added on yodov v'raglov b'kiyur. But according to the Girsa, if you have only yodov b'kiyur, then the case will be, even though there's aloch, the Gemara says before, in the Maise Kiddush, it should be done, Babasachas, a Yad and a Regel, or both together. Al Koponim, in a case where he didn't do so, he is Makadish, his Reglaim before, and now he's Makadish Yodov, with a Tvila into the Kiyor, this will be the case, even though he didn't do Kedin, because he was supposed to do Lechatchila Adin of Babasachas. But Al Koponim, according to Rashi, the Girsa is Biraglov, then his feet are inside the Kiyor. And Mamela, why is this not a problem of standing at a Ritzpah? Says in the Tziv, you have to say that he took only one foot at a time. One foot was standing at a Ritzpah, and the other foot he was toivel with the Yad inside the Kiyur. And in this case, he's got a case of Amid al Ritzpah through the standing on the Regel Achas, Bachutz, onto the Kiyur. The stipulin Simin Yud Zayin, he adds on, that L'Chayra, you can have a different case, which is a Be'emes Adin, even L'chatchila, to be Mekadosh only Yodov by itself, according to the Girsa we have in our Gemara, Ma'u L'chadosh Yodov B'kir. Because it says a Chiddush, from the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuvav, that in a case where a person, a Kohen, is Mesiach Das, only from his Yodayim, but he was not Mesiach Das from his Raglayim, says the Minchas Chinuch a Chiddush, he does not have to do a new Kiddush Yodayim Veraglayim. It's enough for him to do only a Kiddush Yodayim. And he learns it up in the Gemara Yuma, Chof Chesamed Aleph, that the din of Kiddush Yodayim Veraglayim is Bemis two parts. There's no one Meiser Kiddush of Yodayim Veraglayim together. And you can go and split them up, and sometimes you can have Ichatimtzes, where he's only Chayiv to do a Kiddush only on the Yodayim by itself. And the Michas Chinuch at the end of the mitzvah in Oiz Tezayin, he brings down the Loshon of the Sifri in Pashas Kriach, which is Mashma, you can do a Kiddush only on the Yodayim. Memela says the stipler, according to the Michas Chinuch, we can say the Gemara over here is even Lechatchila, a case where the Kohen was Mesiach Das from his Yodayim, and he only has to do a kiddush yodayim. In this case, the Gemara's got shaila: can he go and be toivel his yodayim into the kiyor, or is there a problem on mimenu v'lo b'toichoi? But the vayta the loshla Gemara, which is mashma ba'ot by Raglov, and so to Rashi, is mashma that the be'emes the case, the shaila of the Gemara is even on the raglayim, and then it's back shver the shaila. We have to say, like the netziv, that he only has one foot inside the kiyor, but the other foot was still outside, standing on the ritzpa. Another chiddush the netziv says that it could be we're talking about a case where he has both feet inside the kiyor, and afal pikein it is not a problem of the din of a ritzpa, since says the netziv the kiyor is also a klishoris. Maybe the kiyor, since it's a klishoris, is not a chatzitza, it's also mekadosh like the ritzpa, and there's no problem of a lamoid if he's standing inside this kiyor, which has got a din of a klishoris. Chiddush, that this is enough for the kiddush yodayim ve'aglayim, since he's standing inside the kiyor, which is a klishoris. Says in the tziv, one of his talmidim brought a raya from the Gemara before in Yud Tes Amud Beis, that the Gemara says that maybe he could do kiddush yodayim ve'aglayim sitting down, and the Gemara says he can't because of the din lamoid klishoris. Asks the Netziv, Lechoyer, when he sits down, he's sitting on his begodim, on his big day kahuna, so Lechoyer, there's a problem because it's chatzitza between him and the ritzpa, so Azor, and the Gemara says the only problem is because Lamoid Lechoyer, he has to stand. Says the Netziv from one of his Talmidim, that you see that if the big day kahuna are in between, it's not chatzitza, since the big day kahuna are also klishoris, and therefore they're not chitzis between him and the ritzba for this din of kiddush yodayim ve'aglayim. And if you say like this, the mamela the kiyor also is also not chatzitza, since it's a klishoris. The Netziv himself says it's a chiddush la'alocha, chiddush ledina, that a kiyor which is a klishoris should not be called a chatzitza, and this will answer the question of the Netziv in our Gemara. The Knesset, the Stipulist, in Yod Zayin, he says, without saying that klishoris is not chitzitz, it could be over here, since the kiyor is the mokim, which is doing the kiddush, is being done inside this kiyor, maybe this is a svara that the chitzitza of the kiyor is not a problem, since all of it is part of the maisa kiddush, and mela we look at the whole kiyor as standing on the ritzpa is also included for the person inside the kiyor. Since the kiyor is also part of the maisa kiddush, he's been toivel betoichai. Al kaponim in al gemara pashtas is a boy de lo ifshita, and the gemara is mavua that has a shaila if there's a din of mimenu, or if there's a din even betoichai is also kosher. There's a big machlokes rishonim we find in the Torah's habayis in Hilchas Netilas Yodayim, Bayis Vav Shadalad, Ayin Besam Edalef, between the Rajbo and the Ra'ah, in Hilchas Koyach Gavre by Kiddush Yodayim Ve'aglayim. They're discussing the Din Koyach Gavre by Netilas Yodayim, which the Gemara is brought down in Chulin Kuv Zayin Amad Aleph, that by there's a Din that a person, in order to be Mekayim Nalochav Netilas Yodayim, then Pashtas Rishonim take on, there's the Ra'ah over there takes on that by Netilas Yodayim is Alocha of Koyach Gavre. The person himself has to have a koyach, and it shouldn't be a case where the mayim is running and he puts his hands into it. If it hasn't got din mikveh, he cannot be mekayim the din of netilas yodayim. It has to have a koyach gavre. Says the Ra'ah, the makor of koyach gavre is from netilas yodayim, is b'emes from our gemara by kiddush yodayim ve'aglayim. Because the Gemara says over here that there's aloha by kiddush yodayim ve'aglayim that we need to have the koyach gavre because of mimenu. Mimenu v'loy betoichoy, the Gemara says, I need to have a kiddush, which this is the halacha of Koyach Gavre, which is the Makor, telling us that Hu Adin Banetilas Yodayim is learnt from Kiddush Yodayim Ve'aglayim, that there is halacha of Koyach Gavre. It's mashma in the Ra'ah, that b'emes this tzad of the Gemara was nifshat la'alocha, that this is the din, we need to have mimenu v'loy betoichoy, and it's not just a shayla, a boya de lo ifshita. So too the Rajbo over there in Teres Habayis, Ayin Aleph from the base, he brings down the Loshon of the Gemara, that the Gemara says, there's a halacha of mimenu v'loi betoichoi, and therefore it is not kosher to go and be toivel yodayim. And from here there all brings a raya that there's a din of a kirch gavre. But asks the Rajbo over there in Mishmeres Habayis, on the Ra'ah, that l'chere, it's not true, by Kiddush Yodayim Ve'aglayim also there's no din kirch gavre. Even though the Gemara says over here there's a din mimenu, mimenu v'loi betoichoi, but this is not a halacha of a kirch gavre. The halacha is only, he should not do a tvila, it has to be mimenu from the kli, and not in the kli. But there's no din of a koyach gavre, since says Rajbo, ben kotin made yud beis dadin lekiyor, and when you open up the tap, even though b'shas the psicha of the dad, there's a koyach gavre over there, But later on, when the tap is open, and for the next Kohen to come along, and he's Mekadosh Yodayim V'Raglayim, there's no Koyach Gavre anymore. Kva Posa Koyach Gavre, says the Rashi, what you see from over here, that there's no halacha in Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim of a Koyach Gavre, because you see that they use with the taps, and the taps is not a case of a Koyach Gavre. Bal Kochoch, the whole din is only Mimenu, but not a din of Koyach Gavre. But we find in the Modcha in Hilchus Brochis, the end of Peir Ches, he says that there is a din of Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim Koyach Gavre, and he explains that each Kohen, when he came to the tap, he be'emes opened up the tap and he quickly closed it, and the next Kohen, he was only Mekadosh Yodayim V'Raglayim through the opening and the closing of the tap. Only then you have a Koyach of Koyach Gavre. Akoponim, we have learned to say this Sigma Machleikes Rishonim between the Rashba and the Ra'or and the Modcha, if there's a din of Koyach Gavre by Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim. And the Rashba continues on over there into his Abayis, and he says that Lushitoso, he holds there's no din Koyach Gavre by Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim. So too, there's no din Koyach Gavre by Netilas Yodayim also. And Tosfos Chulin, Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph, Devamaschid Deloy, brings so from the Bahag, that there's even by Chulin, by Netilas Yodayim, there's no din Koyach Gavre. Al Kopodim, this is a Machlekes, how to learn the Gemara, but we just pointed out that the Ra'or and the Rashba seems that they have the maskon of our Gemara, the din of Mimenu v'levitoichoi, and it's not just a boyer, the loy ifshita. Even though in the Rambam, in Hilchos Bias Mikdosh, Pirkei Halacha Yud, Pashtus, the Kesef Mishnah explains, the Rambam's mashma, our shaila, is a boyer, the loy ifshita, and therefore loy chilel, he's not mechalel the avoido, if he did Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim betoichoi, since it's only a sofik in the Gemara. Even though the Kirit Sefer explains the Rambam, that the Rambam holds this din is not ma'akiv, it's only a din lechatchila. But the Kesef Mishnah says the Rambam is the reason Paskins like this is because it's a sofik in our Gemara and therefore it's lo ifshit, not like the mashmos of the Rashi ben Ra'or that it's a boya de ifshita. Gemara in the next sugya in the din of Lina in the Meikir the Machlokes the Gemara brings down 3 days. Ebchi by Yosef holds Nafsalim lematirin kematirin levon kevorim. Ebchista holds even lematirin is in Nafsalim ele b'amud ha'shacha. And the Birchner says, Kiyoi kim sheshokoi shuvim aleihu. And the Gemara understands in the Havamina that the Birchner holds that the Kiyoi, the Mekiyoi, becomes possible lina by Shkia Sachamo, even for Avridas Lailo, even for Ivorim. Tosfos in the Mamaschel Kiyoi asks that if the Gemara says, according to the Birchner, it's going to be possible even for Avridas Lailo, how do we ever have a case where you can Mekadish Yod V'Raglov for Trumas Hadeshen? The second we're going to take up the Kiyoi by night, it should become possible, since according to Rabbi Yochanan, it becomes possible for all Avodas, even for Ivorim. Tosfos answers the whole Kamo Tirutzim, and one of the Tirutzim says Tosfos that there was another Klishoris in the Beis HaMikdosh, which had in it enough to be Mekadish, the hands of the Kohanim, Litrumas Hadeshen, and for this Kohen, for the Trumas Hadeshen, and this Klishoris, from here, he was Mekadish, Yudai V'Raglayim, Litrumas Hadeshen. Everyone asks on Tosfos, the Maram Shif, Taris HaKodesh, Karen Uriya, they ask on Tosfos, the Svari of Tosfos is very shveh. The Gemara is Mavur that a Mekiri becomes possible Belina, since the Kiri is a Klishoris. So even if we have a different Klishoris in the Beis HaMikdosh, which has in it Mayim, since the Kli is a Klishoris and it's Mekadosh the Mayim, why should this other Mayim not become possible Belina? And Tosfos and Mavur Bipshitas, that only the Kiri becomes possible Belina. Why, what is the Adifus, what is the Maila of this other Klishoris, which has in it Mayim, L'chiri, this Klishoris should be Mekadosh the Mayim, and should also become possible Lina. Explains the Taris HaKodesh, and also in the Rishurim of Eber Salvechik, he explains, that Be'emes we have to understand B'chlal, the Svar of Rebbe Yochanan, in the Havamin of the Gemara, that the Kiyor, the May Kiyor, becomes possible, even for Ivorim. B'shloim the Svar of Rebbe Chir Yosef, is very well understood, the Kiyor is split up, the Mekir lematirin is kematirin and leivorim is keivorim. So too Rav Chisda, he holds that the din lina is only b'amud ha'shacha like everything else, and even kematirin is also only kosher b'amud ha'shacha. But Rabbi Yechanan, Mehecha Teisa one should say that the Mekir should be possible leivorim already b'ashkia sachamo. If the leivorim himself are only possible b'lina b'amud ha'shacha, why should it become possible b'ashkia the Mekir leivorim? Is Bal Kochach one has to explain that the Svar of Rabbi Yechanan and the Havamin of the Gemara is that since the Mekir is also Oymed, is also made for the Avodas Matirin, and the avodas matirin already become possible b'shkia, Mamela, you cannot be mechalek in the mayim and say the mayim depends le matirin ke matirin and levorim ke levorim. But we say that since in this mayim is oimed a koyach to be mekadesh the yadayim v'yaglayim le matirin, and this has a psul of shkias hachamo, so too the mayim becomes possible for everything b'shkias hachamo because of this kedusha which it has le matirin. This balkochoch is the svar v'birchlan in Hava Amina. Mamela, baze, if someone will have a chatimtze where he has mayim, which is not oimed for matirin, it's only made for kiddush adayim ve'aglayim of evorim. In this case, even a birchlan would agree that the mayim should have no reason to become possible by shkia. And mameila, we got a case of the klishoris, which is filled up only for one purpose of the kiddush adayim ve'aglayim of trumas hadeshen. In this case, since there's no mayim over here which is made for kedusha of matirin, there's no reason why this mayim should become possible by shkias hachamo, and even Rabbi Yochanan agrees that this mayim only becomes possible by alois hashacha, like all other dinim of lina, and like the evorim itself. Mabeinu, this is a svara of Tosfos, why klishoris should be different. But the emes, the shittim of Kobetzes, at the end of Ois Yud Ches, he says that the whole svara of Rabbi Yochanan is by emes only a gzeira midrabanon, since we are scared that if we're going to be matir, the Kohanim, to use the kiyor at night for Evorim, Balailo, for Trumas Hadeshen, then we're scared that they might use it also the next day after they go and put it back into the bor. They might use it the next day also for Avodas Matirin, and therefore they were goyzer, according to the Havamin of the Gemara, that they passed the Gamri, and they said that the kiyor is totally possible even for Evorim also. And with this he explains that this gzeira is only about the kiyor. But a different klishoris, since it's not rogil, it's not shchiach that you should go and be mekadesh from a klishoris. Therefore, there's no gezeria in the case of a klishoris, and this is the svara of Tosfos to be mechalek between a kiyor and every other klishoris, since the whole thing is only midrabanan because of a gezeria. And Bemis in Tosfos himself, Tosfos afterwards says that Trumas Hadeshen has a maila, that there's no problem of kiddush of a lina for Trumas Hadeshen, like Rashi explains on the base. Because the Kohanim would not forget, they can see that it was only brought up for Trumas Hadeshen. From the fact that Tosfos already here in the Gemara brings Rashi Svarin on the base, which is only discussing Gzeirus Midrabanan of Gzeirus Shikua, you see that Tosfos understands even over here, in the Havamin of the Gemara, the passless of Rabbi Yochanan is not Psul Dereise in the Lina, in the Kiyur. It's only a Hemshech of the Gzeirus Shikua, the Gemara understood that because of this Gzeira, it should be a reason why we should passel the Mayim itself. And on that, says Tosfos, this Svar is only in the Kiyur, but not in the Klishoris. Mashenkein, the Shitta says the reason why you have a Gzeira is because of Gzeira Otu Evorim, and in Tosfos Mashma, the Gzeira is because of Gzeira of Shikua. But Al Kaponim, you see in Tosfos also that the reason is only a Din Mid Abonon, and not a Dereisa Diga Chiluk, and not a Dereisa Diga Paslis for the Psulina Le Evorim, and Mamela Tosfos is Mechale between the Kiyur and the different Klishoris. Moving further on, the Gemara Namid Beis. The Gemara says it could be nayu gzeiras shikua, and later on the Gemara, the Maskonos HaGemara, the Gemara says it could be nayu mitzvas shikua. There's a shaila where they have to be shukia the kiyur into the bor by night. And Rashi explains that if a maskal it could be nayu, the reason why there should be such a mitzvah, says Rashi, the kiven the kodesh lubi klishoris, since the mayim is kodesh in the klishoris, mitzvah l'shomron kishar kodshim, there's a mitzvah to be shomer, to go and to make sure these mayim should not become possible. There's a din of mishmeres, which we know in the whole shas. There's a loch of mishmeres, which we find by truma. And Rashi says over here, it's also by kodshim. There's a din of mishmeres, which Rashi says also chulim beis amid beis. There's a din of mishmeres by kodshim, just like we find by truma. And this is the din of the mitzvah of shikua, which we find over here, to make sure that the mekir should not become possible belina by night. Rashi in Yuma, Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph, says the reason why they were shikia, why they lowered down the kiyur into the boya overnight, is because it's a bizoyin for kodshim to become possible belina. Rashi doesn't mention the word mishmeres, Rashi just says it because it's a bizoyin for kodshim to become possible. And the Bisazalman in Evan Ozel, Beis Abchira, Pei Gimel Aloch Yudches, he's marich why Rashi over there does not use the din mishmeres. Bal Koponim in Ikadin shikua into the boya, that it works, that night, this mind does not become possible, as she explains before, in Chof HaMedalev, Tivar Maschel Muchni, The idea of the Shikua, it works that the Lina is not going to be Chal when it comes to Amud HaShacha, since the Mayim is Mechubah to the Mayon. This works that the Lina is not going to be Chal, a Psul Lina on the Mayim, and this was the idea of the Shikua. But the Shittim Mekubetzes, over there in Chof Amud Aleph in Oyster Zayin, he adds on to Rashi, and he says the reason why the Shikua works is because through the Shikua, the Botla Kedushoson. The Kedusha of the Mayim becomes bottle through the Chibur to the Mayon, and this is the reason why when it comes to Amud HaShachar, there's no Psulina going to be Chal, since there's no Kedusha anymore to the Mayim. The Chidush, the Shittim Mekubetzes in Mazbi, that the Yisoid HaShikua is a bittle in the Eke Kedusha of the Mayim. Ask Sir Bel Soloveitchik and Shuri agreed that L'chaya, according to the Svar of the Shittim Mekubetzes, that the Shikua is a bittle on the whole Kedusha of the Mayim, then L'chaya, the whole idea of the Shikua, as she says by us, is because of Mishmeres, is in order to go on guard the Kodshim that should not become possible. L'chaya, through the Shikua, he's been mevatel the whole Kedusha of the Mayim. And this should be a bigger problem on Mishmeres, because he's been mevatel the whole Kedusha, which is much worse off. He's taking the whole Kedusha away from the Mayim. So the whole Shikua, the idea is, should not become possible. L'chaya, how could he do Shikua at all if this Shikua is being mevatel the Kedusha? Why is this not a problem of Mishmeres guarding the Kedusha, and he shouldn't become poka through the Shikua into the Be'er Hagoilo, which Rashi explains in Avchof. Says the Birkas Peretz from the Stipler Alatiri in Pashas Kriach, a very Yisidus Digadin in the Din of Mishmeres. He brings down from Avni Miluim in Tshuva, Simen Yudches, that Avni Miluim says that to be mevatel kodshim or truma, besamach, beshishim, or beroiv, this din of bittel is a din issa deraisa. Even the shittas were all that emevatel in issa lechatchila is only midrabbonon, but by truma and kodshim is a issa deraisa to be mevatel it, because he's over the din of mishmeres, just like it's a din that he's not allowed to be metama the truma. He's not allowed to be mafsid the truma. So too, he's not allowed to be mevatel the truma, because he's taking away the din mishmeres. He's been mevatel the din of the truma, and this is the problem of mishmeres. Says the stipend because ferets that lechayr from the shittim mekubetzes is muchach, not like the avona of the avni miluim, because over here in the shittim mekubetzes is mavua that he's been mevatel the kedusha through the shikua into the bor, and this is not a problem of mishmeres, because the whole idea of the shikua was because of bizoyin, because of mishmeres, and this is the idea of the Shikua, even though through the Shikua he's been mevatel the whole Kedusha. So you see that being mevatel the Kedusha is not a problem of Mishmeres, and so too a bittel in a bittel besamach or a bittel beroiv is taking away the whole Kedusha is not a problem of Mishmeres, and explains the Stipler. The reason is because when the Kedusha is still over here, but it's in a matzav of a bizoyin, because it became possible, or it became tomei, it became nifsad, these are all problems of Mishmeres. This is the problem of Mishmeres having a Kedusha in oifen of a bizoyin. But to go be mafkia the whole Kedusha, that the Kedusha should become chulin, which the din hatoyah is, that if it becomes shakua in the bor, or if it becomes bottle beroiv, then becomes chulin, in that case there's no problem of Mishmeres, because now it's chulin. The din of Mishmeres is to guard the Kodshim, that when it has its Kedusha, it should retain its darga, its significance, its dignity, and should not become possible, should not become Tomei or Nifsad. But to go be Mafkia, the whole Kedusha, this is not a problem of Mishmeres, and this, says the Stipler, can be learned from this Shittim Mekubetzes, not like the Svar of Avni Miluim, who holds that even in a Bittel, you have a problem of the Kedusha, like the Beryl Soloveitchik asks in his Kasha on the Shittim Mekubetzes. He says this is a chiddush from this Shittim Mekubetzes in the din of Mishmeres. Now another yisoid we could take out from this Shittim Mekubetzes, which is what the Biskerov points out earlier in the Stanzlach in the Chof Amud Aleph, that Tosfos by us in Chof Aleph Amud Aleph Divamas Chalkiyor, the second Divamas Chalkiyor, says that the whole din Shikua which we find in our sugya is only before the Kiyor, the May Kiyor becomes possible. But once the Mayim becomes possible, Shikua doesn't help anymore. Tosfos brings down the Gemara Psochim Lamedal Adam at the base. That ain't really hektish. There's no way you could go me metaye. Any Mayim Tmeim, Mayim which became Tomei, cannot become Tohu if this Mayim is Kodesh, because ain't really hektish. And it doesn't work to go me metaye like Mayim Chulin. So too, says Tosfos, if the Mayim becomes possible already, Shikua is not going to work. But says the Biskerov, that according to the Havana of the Shita Mekubetzes, that the Shikua into the Boir, the lowering down the Kir and joining the Kir to the Mechuba Lemayon, is Bimafkia, the Kedusha of the Mayim, then Mechiria, this should also be Mafkia, any Psul Kodesh. Because, says the Biskayov, is Mavurin Toises in Baba Kama, Ayivava Medalef, that every Psul Kodesh, if the Kedusha goes away, then the Psul goes away. Because a Psul of Kodshim needs the Kodesh in order that it should stay Pasul. The Heftze and the Yesoida Psul is a Kodshim Digga Psul. And if it's not Kodshim, it cannot be Pasul. Toises over there is discussing the din of Pigul, the Psul of Pigul, and Toises is Mavur, that if Kodshim will have a Pidyon and it will become Chulin, there'll be no Psul Pigul. Because even though the Pigul was already Chal, but Pigul needs the Kodshim to be Kodesh Pasul. That is the inherent Yesoid HaPsul of Pigul, which is a Kodshim Dig Psul, Kodesh Pasul. And if it's not Kodshim, it's not Pigul. So too, says the Biskayov, the Psul of Lina, if the Kodshim is not Kodesh anymore because the Mayim became Chubel LaMayon, like the Shitta says, then Huadin, it cannot retain its passless of Lina, because there's no Psul Lina on Chulin. And Mamele, if it becomes Chulin, it will not have any Psul Lina. Mamele says the Biskayov, that according to the Avonah of the Shitta Mekubetzes, will come out not like Toisvus and Amad Aleph. Toisvus says in Amad Aleph that there's no way to go in Mafkia, the Psul, through Shikua Beboru. But according to the Shitta Mekubetzes, there is a way of being Mafkia, the Psul, by becoming Chulin. And since it becomes Chulin, automatically the Psul goes off, since there's no such thing of having a Psul Lina on something which is Chulin. A Yesoid which Toisvus, the Biskayov, takes out from Toisvus in Baba Kama and in Vav Amad Aleph. Mamele is another Chiddush, which besides the Chiddush HaMishmeres, there's also a din that according to the Shitta Mekubetzes, L'chir, will come out that Shikua should help, even in the case where the Mayim already is possible, and not like Toisvus and Amad Aleph. One more point in this whole sugya, which we've been discussing in the last two daf, in the din lina, in the Meikir, which the Gemara says, Ba'al Samachlekes, according to the Shitta of Rebbe, that is a Psul lina in the Meikir, if it becomes possible by Shkia, becomes possible by Amuda Shachar. The Iker Alocha of the Sugyas, which is Mavur, that the Kir, the Mei HaKir, the water in the Kir, becomes possible Lina, it's Mavur in the Gemara, that the reason is, because there's a Kedusha which is Chal on the Mayim, which is enough, a Kedusha Saguf, which is Chal on this Mayim, which is enough to make a Psul Lina. The reason is, because a Kir is a Klishoris, and any Mayim which is put into the Klishoris, it's Mekadashim Kedusha Saguf, and that's the reason why it becomes possible Belina. But Be'emes Tosfos says in Menoches, Ayin Tesemet Beis, that Klishoris cannot be Mekadosh Chulin. If someone puts Chulin into a Klishoris, the Klishoris will not be Mekadoshit Kedushas HaGuf. The Stipel explains in Menoches Simen Aleph Sivkot Nvov, that Tosfos' din is not just by a Kiddush Loi Midas. Even a Kiddush Midas first has to be a Kedushas Domim, and only afterwards the Kli Kagomi Mekadoshit a Kedushas HaGuf. Mamele over here, we have to understand, L'chir, we take this Mayim from the Mayon into the Kiyor. How does the Mayim become Kodesh with Kedushas HaGuf without a previous Kedushas Domim? Rebel Soloveitchik says in Shurim, and before in Davchof, that L'chir, we have to say, before the Klishoris is Mekadesh, the Kiyor was Mekadesh the Mayim, the Kriyanim were Mekadesh the Mayim Bepeh. They were Mechel HaChalois Kedushas Domim, like we find by Menoches and by Korbonos, they made a Kedusha Bepeh, and only afterwards the Kiyor was Mekadosh the Mayim, Kedusha Saguf, a Chiddush, that there was a Kedusha Peh of the Mayim, even though we don't find it anywhere that they were Mekadosh the Mayim. The Gemara Rebel said that he asked his father, the Biskayov, that according to our Sugyas, which is Mavur, that the Kiyor was Mekadosh the Mayim, Kedusha Saguf, we find in the Gemara Sukkah, Mem Chesem at Beis, the Gemara says that sometimes they used to take the Meikir, even for Nisuch HaMayim. In sometimes when the Nisuch HaMayim, which was prepared, was spilt out, then he went and took the Mayim for Nisuch HaMayim from the Kir. So asks a barrel, he asked his father, the Biskayov, how could you go and use this Mayim, which is Kodesh Kedushas HaGuf, for the Meikir? How can this be used for Kedushas Nesochim? Bishleima, what we find, other uses, they were using the Kedusha of the Meikir from Meisoita, which says in the Pasuk in Parshas Nosri, they take Velokach HaKoyim, Mayim Kedoshim, and the Pshat is that they took it from the Kir. There, that is the din of the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, you're supposed to take it from the Kiyor, like the Targum says in Targum Unkelis, V'lokach HaKoyim Mayim Kedushim, from the Kiyor. But to take, for Nusachim, for Nusuch HaMayim, how can they take this Kedusha, which is a Kedusha of Mekiyor, how can it be switched over to Kedushas Nusachim? And says, Beryl, that his father answered him, the Biskirov said, that the Kedusha switches over Mikoyach the Din of Leiv Bezdin Masne, which is Mavur in the Gemara Shavuos, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. That Bezdin have a Koyach to go and change the Kedusha, Mikoyach Leiv Bezdin Masne. So Ibazei says, Yerberel, we can say that even if the Kohanim were not Mekadish, originally the Kedusha of the Mayim, a Kedushas Domim, the Leiv Bezdin Masne was alone enough that the Kli should now go Mekadish, Kedushas Agof, because of the Koyach of Leiv Bezdin Masne, and this was Remus the reason that the Kedusha could go and be switched over to a Kedusha of Nesachim. But another question is asked. We find in Aviezri in Bias Mikdosh, Peikei Alochi Yudalid, that according to our Gemara, which is Mavur, that the Kedusha of the Mayim in the Kir had a Kedusha of Kedusha Saguf, and it was enough for a Psolina, according to Rebbe Al-Koponim. The Gemara says in Soita that Chof Amad Aleph, that the Mayim of the Kiyoi was used for the Soita. But if the Soita said, Tmeo Ani, if she said that she's Tomei, even after the Megillah was already Nimchak in the Mayim, we already rubbed out the name of the Ebishter in the Mayim, then she doesn't drink the water, but the Mayim is Nishpochim. We throw out the water, we pour out this water. And says the Rambam in Soita Perik Dalet Aloch Evov, the reason is because the Mayim doesn't have any Kedusha, therefore we could just pour out this water. This Mavur, so when Yishalmi in Soita, Peri Gimel Alochi Gimel, Tesvav Omed Aleph. The Shaila is, that Lechiria in our Gemara is Mavur, that this Mayim had a Kedusha. It has Kedusha's Haguf. So even though we were allowed to use it for Soita, like we explained, because this is the Gzeir Sarkosuv of Elokach HaKoyen, Mayim Kedushim, which means Mayim from the Kiyor, but in a case where the Mayim was not used in the end, how could we just pour out this Mayim? L'chir, the Mayim has a Kedusha Saguf. And even if it was already used for the Soita, but L'chol HaYoseh, maximum should have a din of Kodshim Shemesu, which the Aloch is, that it's not Chulin and totally Chulin, but it still has a Kedusha for other certain things. And why over here does the Rambam say we could pour out this water and it's only chulin? And to say that because the Mayim was already used for the Soita, it's Nasis Mitzvoson and Mamele was Yotzel Chulin. But L'chayra, the Gishami says in Soita, Peyek Beis Halacha Aleph, that the Shailid is the Mayim of the Soita can still become possible Belina. So you see that even after it was used for the Soita, it still had the Kedusha of a Psolina. So why after, since there is not necessary to use this Mayim anymore, should we just pour out this water, and the Mayim, Kilu, it's Mayim of Chulin. L'chiri, you see in our Gemara, the Mayim is a Mayim of Kedushas Haguf. We have to understand, how can you just pour out this Mayim? This is the kasha which Aviezi asks, in Bias Mikdosh, Perikei, Alochi Yudalet. The Mikdash Tovid is also Mayich, in Simen Gimel, Sivkot and Zayin, in the Ike Kedusha of the Meisaita, if it does become possible, Lino or not, if it had a Kedusha still, when it was used, for the Soita, this Kedusha Saguf, which we find in our Sugya. Now, L'chiri, according to our Sugya, that this Kedusha of the Mayim had a Kedusha Saguf, Pashtus, there should also be a Halacha of Me'ila. The Halacha is that if you use the Mayim for any of your own purposes, if you use any Hekdush, there's a Halacha of Me'ila. And over here, the Mayim is Kodesh B'Kedusha Saguf, L'chiri, there should be a Issa of Me'ila. But the Meshech Chochmah in Pashtus Pikudei, Shmois Mem Yud Aleph, he says that just like we find in the Gemara Kedushin Nun Daled Omed Aleph by the Big Day Kehuna, that since the idea is Nitnu Lehonois Behem, they are made in order to be Melabesh, to go and be used, then there's no Parsha of Me'ila, so too over here, since the Mayim, its purpose is to be used for the Tzorich of the Rechitzas, Yadayim Ve'aglayim, there's no Me'ila in the Meikir, even though it had the Kedushas Haguf. And so too the Zera Avraham in Simen Yud, he also says, I'll pee this Gemara in Kedushin, that there's no Me'ila in the Kiyor, even though it does have a Kedusha Saguf. But we find, in the Tzofas Paneach, in Soita Perik Dalet Aloch Evov, he's Mesupik, that maybe there is a Me'ila in the Me'a Kiyor, since it's Mavu in our Gemara, that the Mayim had the Kedusha Saguf. So too the Shiori Korban, on his Pirish in Yishalmi, in Soita Perik Gimel Aloch Gimel, the Yishalmi which we quoted above, in Tetzvav Amad Aleph, he's Metzaded, that there should be a Me'ila. So we see that in our Gemara there's a Kedusha Saguf, a Chidush in our Sugya, there's a Kedusha Saguf on the Mayim, And we have to understand how this Kedusha Zaguf came. If it was Chulin before, maybe it's because of the Mekadosh Bepeh, or because of the Leiv Bezne Masne. And we discuss how can we use afterwards for the Seiter, or for the Sochim, and after the Seiter has not got a necessity to use, how can it be Nishpach Lachutz, like Maim of Chulin? And we mentioned the Machlekes Achrinim, if there's a din of Me'ila in the Mekir, since it's Kedusha Zaguf.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.